Joe, and I go by the name Amillennials Third Eye. And let me tell you something, guys. I've been so excited to do this all day. I'm super pumped. If you are returning to the radio show, which I've done so many things with, thank you. If you are new to my radio show, welcome. This is a whole different part of, I want to say the words, evolution of what I do here and what I've done here. Really excited. What I'm going to be doing, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have an awesome time. I'm going to be playing some music. We're going to take calls for readings, free live readings. And all you have to do is call in. I think you got to press the number 1 on your phone when you call in. So it lets me know on my side with the hand thingy on the screen that you don't have to know about. It lets me know that you want to take the call. I'll be doing live readings throughout the show. Please be patient. That's all I ask. Let some of your friends know, too. This is for us to get along, meet people, connect. I was just talking to my friend Kitty Lynn on her TikTok. We do lives every other Wednesday. And we were talking about the gift and what is the spiritual gift? And the real beauty behind a spiritual gift is helping someone feel also heard sometimes, feeling normal, feeling like they're welcome and they're different, but they're also heard and understood. And that gift can be given in so many different ways. It doesn't always have to be a message or reading. It just be heard. So we're here to have fun. We're going to be playing some music, having some fun. If you love what I do, hey, I love hearing from you and also what you think and feel about it. So feel free to let me know. We are going to start off with a song. I'm going to take a caller in a little bit, and we're going to raise the vibration. And we're going to take a caller here in a couple minutes. So enjoy, and let's start with this. This is a Motown oldies jam. I'll fill you in a little bit about that. I'm very eclectic when it comes to music. I'm here to evolve with spirituality. I'm here to bring a new sense of direction with this. I'm here to bring music, DJ, phone calls, radio show, and readings. And I'll fill you in a little bit more about myself if you don't know what I do spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. And you'll get to know me. So we're going to start off with the Sam and Dave by Hold On, I'm Coming. Yeah, all right, here I come. So let's take a first caller. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on. You're going to hear probably a beep. I'll say your area code. If there is another area code similar. So I already see area codes that are similar here. So what's going to happen is you're going to hear a beep on the phone. So that's going to be you. You're going to be like, oh, that's me. I'm live right now. And I'm like, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And you're going to go, I'm so-and-so, and you're going to be awesome at it. You're going to be dope. And then we'll go from there, right? So we're going to start with the first caller. We're going to take area code 954. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon, and I'm from New York City.
New York City? Which one of the boroughs? I'm from New York, too, but I'm not in the city.
What
borough are you in?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn here. Yeah.
Brooklyn's awesome. I used to work there years ago with a Food Network. I was a chef for 9 years, and he was a Food Network guy from – he won one of the contests, like the fifth Food Network star. It was in Bed-Stuy. But Brooklyn's awesome.
Oh, cool.
So
okay.
Thank you for calling in. What do you think about the show so far?
I'm new to the show, so okay. I'm sure it's great. I'm getting good energy.
I appreciate
it.
Good. You sound awesome. No, you're this is one of the first shows I haven't been on for a little while. I used to do a lot of different things on here, so. I'm curious because I'm a psychic, but I don't know everything. So I'm just curious. Did you see it on the website? Did you see it on social media somewhere else?
Yeah, it was on Blog Talk. So
awesome.
Yeah. So it. So my question is just basically what you know if you have any kind of insight as to the first half of the year maybe. Anything stand out in terms of what's going on, or anything that you might want to pick up, or I don't know.
No, you're good. So sometimes on here, what I do is I'll take questions and whatnot, if you don't want to ask a question, I'm not a fan. So,
I mean, in terms of financial or whatever you can see or. Anything.
Well, I do pick up, first of all, I do pick up that you are a spiritual person. And so that means to me when my guides bring up certain things, they're showing me that you are spiritual. You practice something spiritual. That could be you're an empath. That could be that you have your own guides. What I do also, I just heard from my guides, they also said that you are coming into a new change when it comes to a career path. So that's financial or career change or something like that. So what they just told me is that recently you've been – and see, this is why I don't like hearing questions sometimes because you mentioned finances, and I don't want you to think I took it in direction. But now they said that you've been worried about the changes coming up, that you have concerns about what you're wanting to move forward with when it comes to living. You are concerned about moving. You don't want to move. Like there's thoughts that have been coming up about certain things. And what I do see happening is – things are going to fall into place when it comes to job and career and finances. It's just try not to force it or rush it right away. I don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. 4 months. There's something about selling things. I don't want to ask too many questions right now. I'm just hearing what they're saying. There is a concern or they're saying that you need to sell or get rid of something. There's change. Okay. I don't know what had happened in the past, but there's things that now need to be removed because it's just in the way. And there are also materials that you might be holding on to, like a loved one's items, but it's clearing the energy of what, not that to get rid of someone, it's just that it no longer is necessary to hold on to. And it's going to help things move and transition. I do see you selling things and moving, but it's not a big move. That's what's coming up so far. I do want to pull some cards. You can add some stuff to it if you want, or bring up anything if you want to add.
I'm nearly 70 years old, so I'm not really looking for career. I'm looking to retire. Mm-hmm. So I think I definitely can relate to the downsize part, that I need to downsize and move into a smaller space. but
I'm to the retirement age.
So I would love to get like a little job like when I retire in maybe
right.
a year or so. So definitely move forward with something, but I just don't know exactly what at this moment.
So no, I understand what you're saying. That's what they're talking about is that transition. Even though, and I told someone else this before, and this is a similar situation, and you don't sound your age, by the way, beautiful, you sound familiar, too. I don't know why you sound, you remind me of someone. But even though it's a career change, it's something that's going to help you part-time with keeping you busy, bringing in finances, despite your age.
Right.
And that's what you were mentioning before, which is perfect. I love that. And again, they were saying not to rush into all these. It's going to come into play as it needs to. You might not know exactly what that is. And they do want me to add to this, too, when it comes to your happiness, because there's this feeling of, like, I don't know if you feel lonely at times, but there is going to be something. I see more of a living situation change where it's not going to be as hard. It's not going to be as far as you think it is. It's more of comfort. And being around others who are in a similar placement, I don't even want to use the words, like, you don't even sound that old, and it's not old at all. Some
senior
people
living.
That are going to be senior living, yeah. You get what I'm saying. I'm glad you're laughing.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it wrong. It's not a bad thing, but it's beautiful. You're transitioning into a new I appreciate you. But you're transitioning.
Just, you know what? It's just a different, it's just a different sort of space. I mean, I definitely have clutter, and I do have to get rid of so many things. I mean, there's just so many.
Try not to overwhelm
like,
yourself.
Though. Just tchotchkes, you know, to get rid of. But I'm trying to
save.
Save
what you want. The past card. I want to pull some cards that I'd like to add. Tarot or things. You do have the Five of Wands in reverse, and what I got from this looking at it and when I work with this, I don't work the same way as everyone else. I do my own thing, but I felt that there was something with family in the past with what they felt was right for you or who wanted you to do what, and it was unsettled in the past. There is a present card of, and this is, don't take it the wrong way, the Death card, and the Death card is just an ending of something. And the ending of what it really is entailing is just these concerns of what's going to happen next, where you're going, what there was changes that had happened. I don't know if someone had passed away around you in recent times a couple of years ago, but things had changed for you, and there was concerns with that. What's coming your way is the Three of Swords in reverse. Try not to rush things because you're wanting to find these answers sooner than later, and I understand that. I don't know if you're on a timeline, but it's all going to happen the way it needs to happen. You will not have to sell everything, just decluttering, making it a more of an easier transition. You're going to find where you're going to want to go. It's just more or less you have to want it. And this is the phase of the changes coming, what's uncomfortable for you, what you're looking for. You've been looking for something for a little while now, because you're in a new era of your life. This era of your life is where you're transitioning to what that looks like. And that you've been overwhelmed with what you want to do versus what you found that you have made decisions on. And what I do see happening overall is decluttering, but at the same time, finding a senior living or something that's going to bring you that happiness and that connectivity in a way. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds great. I will work on my decluttering for sure.
It's more or less that the energy of declutter. It's not so much of getting rid of the things that no longer. It's more clearing your path in a way, letting go of what no longer needs a part of you, lightening the way. There was a time where even I had to go through my things and make space for what's coming in and the changes that needed to be made. So it is going to be good. I don't see any concerns about health. Other than that, you're looking good.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate your insights, and I will definitely call and you know, support you. And
thank you so much. You're very welcome. Thank you. So we're going to play another song. I like to play music in between. We're going to raise the vibe more. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to take another caller for readings. I do want to share a little bit about myself before we play the next song. I am a psychic, intuitive, metaphysical life coach. What I have done over the years is when I was about 17 or 18, I had started my path in what they call Santeria, which is an Afro-Cuban religion. And that had brought me to learning more, of course, which had also taught me about my ancestors, my spirit guides. And over those years, I had learned more about who I am. And I also went through what's called a soul awakening or a spiritual awakening. And those aren't always fun. They're not really, you start off with a depression, something triggers your reality. But I had a lot of different experiences, and I knew that I was spiritual before, and I had walked into a new era. And this had brought me to a place where I wanted to help others who struggled with certain things, experiences, misunderstandings. We're in a world where a lot of people are going through these things, and not everyone understands what they are. And I'm very grateful I had a spiritual background behind this. It wasn't always easy, and I had to learn a lot about myself. And this is what we're doing now. Each one of us, if we can learn to look back and learn from our current reality, learn what we're going through now, and reflect on it, you'll see that maybe you weren't the best at something, or you had to take a look at yourself and get better at it, learning to appreciate more, like myself, and love yourself more. There's so many things to learn, and I found more of myself. I had lost myself at one point. So I'm going to play another song. We're going to raise the vibe a little bit more and take another caller. Thank you. All right, so we're going to take the next caller. We got area code 856. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up?
Hi, it's Rosemary from New Jersey.
I remember you.
It's been a while.
I remember you. Yeah, it's been a while. How you been?
Doing okay. A little bit better now. Been sick. Lost my father a couple months ago. And
I'm so
you were picking up me a couple months ago. My mom passed away 3 years ago, so I don't know if that was for me or whatever you can pick up for.
No. I don't usually do that whole, like, cross-reference thing. When I'm focused on someone, I'm focused on them. Some people do that. I don't like confusing people, though. But I do. So, okay. You were really lost, and that makes sense. You know, don't take this the wrong way. You were confused and lost a little bit, not sure which way to go with life and where things are going. And currently, though, there's a completion here. And you kind of have to go through. I know this is not something you want to hear completely, and I just want you to understand it so that you feel better about it. You're going through this process where you have to process these emotions. And as much as you're trying to, like, grab onto something to go, okay, this is what's meant for me, you're going through this, and I understand what you're going through in my own way. You just want to be happy, and you also want to know, why are you here? And what are you going to do next? And there's concerns about money. There's concern. What am I going to, you know, there's all these concerns, which is normal, but I need you to understand something. You're going to have to get, and it's completely okay. You're going to have to get to a point of letting go in the most positive way. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about what's next. Don't worry about what you need to do, because you're also frustrated. There's a lot of shit that you were like, this didn't work out for me and that didn't work out. And my guides are telling me to remind you, you have to let go of the past. Let go of the stories that happened. Yes, they happened. Let go of this version of you that you've known so far and carry forward. You have to move forward with positivity, but trust in why the timing is what it is. When it comes to, because they're talking to me about like loneliness here, you've been going through people, you feel misunderstood, you feel like you have no one, which is not necessarily true. What's happening is there's a lot of great things coming for you, and I do want you to understand this. There is clarity coming shortly. It's not that far away. You do have a lot of different synchronistic, different things that are coming through that you're going to be aware of what you want to do, what you need to do. But what my guides want me to remind you of right now is just let go and be present. Let go of trying to find the answers. It's not going to help. They want you to also to be okay with expressing yourself, because they are showing me that you were sitting in your car or sitting by yourself talking to spirit. I don't know if you talk to your guides or talk to your relatives on the other side, but they are showing me that you do that. And you've been very verbal about how you feel. You also have been okay. You weren't sure the wordage to use because you're very open to new things. I don't know if you weren't sure God, source, creator, universe, but have you been seeing angel numbers a lot? Synchronistic numbers? Because that's what I'm also getting.
Yes.
Okay. I know that you felt like you've been through this before, but you're going through a very big jump right now. There's a lot of changes happening to you. There's a lot of things and don't be freaked out by it. You're going to go through a lot of points of yourself where you're going to go, I used to really like this and I don't. And there's a reason behind it. There's a lot of things that you are ending in your life when it comes to, it could be simple. It could be food. It could be music. It could be just who you are doesn't seem to be the version that you know, and you're not sure what's going on, and you're it's okay. You are moving forward correctly. You're doing the right thing. You're on the right path. It's not going to take that long for you, but I do get that there is going to be this, I want to say, door is very cliche, but it's just an example to explain. Things are opening up for you very soon. And I know that you are frustrated. You have been looking for clarity. You've been getting messages on your own as well. But what I'm seeing, though, is universal messages that are coming through angel numbers. Also, you need to listen to what people are saying around you. So, for example, someone talking about something, there's a synchronistic message that you might have thought about something similar just before they said it. I do see you also open to receiving more messages. Okay, so you've been getting signs on your own, but my guides want me to wrap this up with this last thing here, and then feel free to add or say anything, but you need to really trust your intuition, because you are intuitive, and they're saying that although that you are somewhat against it or curious or doubtful, you do know, and they're saying kind of take note of the knowing, because you'll see a little sign that's next. I got to add this too before I wrap this up. You're going to have to be okay with letting go of situations, people, job. You have to let go and trust your intuition, because they're guiding you to do a lot of changes, but you're also frustrated because you don't know how they're going to happen, but you have to trust the process. What that means, it's not easy, but do what you need to do, and then let the universe bring that in for you. You're going to get clarity on where to go, but trust yourself, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right. When it comes to the passing, you said your father, right? That was the recent one?
Yeah. Yes. And a lot of shitty-ass things, happening with my brother. So a lot of it. So which way to go and how to do it, and had a response.
From what I just heard, and please don't take this the wrong way. I'm just hearing what I'm hearing. Your brother has been through certain things in life when it comes to, I don't know if he was arrested before or he went through some shit in the past.
That was me.
That was you?
Well, he got a divorce. Yeah, he got a divorce a couple of years ago.
I'm just listening and understanding what they're saying because I want to make sure. Someone needs to take charge on how to move forward. And if he isn't capable of, well, there's an echo on my end. Hold on. If he isn't capable of doing that, then you need to do that. And that doesn't have to happen overnight. And, you know, the other thing that I just heard my guide say, too, is don't let people push you. I don't know why I have to say that, but I have to. Don't let
that's
people.
My brother.
That's your brother.
That's
okay,
brother.
That's where it's coming from. Stop letting people make you feel some type of way and that you have to do something. You know what? If he wants to do it, he's going to do it. But you know what he's not going to do? I'm going to tell you right now he's not going to do it. And don't let him, as much as the, you know, as your brother, there's love, sure, there's family. Sometimes you don't need to answer the phone. Sometimes you don't need to deal with someone's shit. He's going through his own shit. Do it little by little. It's going to happen the way it needs to. Because you're overwhelmed with yourself, and I already feel it. I feel you. I feel the struggle that you're having when it comes to direction. And then how can you do anything and you feel stuck? I just need you to trust that you have a lot of guidance behind you. And I know that this is frustrating, but things do happen for a reason. And I want to explain it a little bit better before I move on. You can't have happiness without sadness, for example. How can one know what happiness is until we really know what sadness is? This is what happens in a lot of people's lives. We have to experience the low or the what, even if you're the what you want to put the words to, I won't say low, but what you're going through right now is just making you a better person, stronger, and you're going to understand that more. You're going to have a lot of clarity coming up soon, but I do need you to write down your ideas and thoughts because I don't want you to dismiss them anymore, but I do need to add this as well. Please forgive yourself. Forgive the past. Let go of the past because you feel people have hurt you. People have done some shit and said some shit about you and to you. They fucked up. But I don't want you to carry this on to your future or what's coming your way because you're not there anymore. You're not in your past anymore. You're in your present. You're here now. That's not your story. It's not a part of your identity. It's not who you are. Your past is in your past. And I love you for who you are. I don't know your whole story. I don't know what has completely happened. But I need you to understand that there are good people out there because my guide wants me to remind you that I have no – what's the word I want to use here? I have no alternative motive. There's a better way of saying that. I'm here to give love, right, and guidance. I want you to feel better than you did before and better sense of living and direction and trust in this universe and world. And there's a lot of chaos out here sometimes, but I do need you to know this. Let go of this weight that you carry because you carry this burden on you. Like you feel like you have to do something about something to make it better, to make the world. And you are by just living and being you. And I need you to let go of the past again and be free to be yourself. Because you've been locked up with emotions for so long and then something else knocks you down. And lastly, I got to say this. When it comes to love and relationship, you are going to get better at this because even myself, I wasn't the best. You know, I had to learn. You are going to meet someone, and this has been a big, I'm getting really emotional right now. Question a lot about why you are the way you are, and I need you to know that you are fine. You're great the way you are. It's not, you've let people make you feel that you don't fit in or you're not enough. And I'm hearing you've provided above and beyond for other people. You might have cooked and cleaned and shown some love, and you were shown that that wasn't enough and they left you. And you know what? That is not the reflection of you, what they have treated you as. And so from here on out, I need you to make me a promise, but it's really you promising yourself. You're going to start treating yourself really good, mentally, physically, emotionally. You don't have to buy things for yourself. It's just think positive. When you look at yourself in the mirror, I want you to smile and realize, I'm going to feel your emotions right now. You were not abandoned. No one left you. And there's a lot of angels around you too. You will be getting dreams. If you haven't already, there's going to be dreams. So journal them. But you're going to be leaving a part of you behind. You're not the same person anymore. And I need you to strive for that in the sense of acceptance, loving yourself, and knowing that things are going to get better. Because I want you to know this is honest. As much as you've seen and walked through hell on earth, that's over now. You've been through it. You're done. And that means that things are going to get better from here. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would like you to do, if you haven't already, let me explain why. Please like my Facebook page. It's a Millennial's Third Eye. I think, what's the link here? 2.0. Or look up a Millennial's Third Eye 2.0 and message me on there, because I do want to connect with you more and help you through. Because of what I'm hearing is, if it's okay with you, if it's not, you know, don't worry about it. But they're saying that you are going to need some sort of someone to talk to as well. And it's not, we're equal, me and you. I'm not better than you. I am another person in the world, and I want to be a friend, because we all need that. And it's not a sympathy. It's not for me to feel bad for you. It's, I want to be there for you as a friend, and I also want to be friends with you. So feel free to message me, reach out, let's connect. And if you have anything you want to talk about, sometimes we all need that, just to vent, talk to you, let it all out, and be who we are. And I want to be there for you, if that's okay with you.
Well, that'll be good.
All right. I do want to say this lastly, and then I'm going to move on, play the song, and hang out if you want. Feel free to express yourself with music, and it's okay to cry. It's okay. And that other thing was what? Come back to me. Come back to me, thoughts, spirit, messages. It is getting better. I want you to repeat after me. It is getting better.
Oh, it is getting better.
It is getting better. Say it again.
It is getting better.
Good. I do want to remind you that you do have a lot of spirits around you, in the sense of angelic beings and family. And you feel that there's no family around, but you have a shitload of family and spirit. So make sure you talk to them, just like we're talking now, about whatever. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Appreciate
and it. They keep throwing more shit at me. I'm going to say this and I have to move on. They don't want you to give up on your spiritual learning, because you picked it up and then you put it down. They said it doesn't have to be tarot cards. They're saying practice with your intuition. Practice on just having a conversation with a loved one. When you say I call upon, let's say I'm going to call upon my grandfather, right? I call upon my grandfather so-and-so. I say his name. That's a direct phone line. You call upon them. Boom. You could say any way you want, because your intention is already, your brain is saying this person in your mind. And talk to who you want to talk to. but I want you to remember to believe in what you're saying. You are talking with them. You have so many messages coming through. I can't even stop. I gotta say one more thing, and that's really it. They're saying stop letting people come in and out of your life. So if you have let them go, that's it. Don't let them back in because you feel bad. Maybe they changed. No, that's it. And you are intuitive, so trust what you get, okay?
Cool.
All right. You have any questions before I move on?
I think that's it. Oh, because
right.
Being to my brother's like giving him what he wants to do in one way, his way or no way. So I'm not sure if I should just write the letter and tell him what I want. I guess you confirm that before. Do what I have to do with that, or should I have an attorney do it?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a disagreement because you want something and he wants something and it's not going, is it like materials and all that?
It's basically he gets it all and I don't get nothing.
Okay, let's be honest here. Do you think that's fair?
Nope.
Okay, so let him know. And trust me, just even if you want me to figure out, help you somehow, I'm not saying financially, but when it comes to finding clarity on how we can get this sorted out, it's not fair. And you let him know. If he wants to play that game with you, listen, if it was my brother, right, God forbid, it's similar to me and my brother, I'm sure we would both want to work things out, right, and we would make it fair. And it's not fair to you. It's not working out that way with your brother. And you let him know. You know what? If we're not coming to an agreement, I will find an attorney. And if he wants to be an asshole, make sure that you write it down. If he takes anything, write it down. If there was this, this, and this, there needs to be some sort of agreement. And if you guys can't come to an agreement, you let him know. And please do me a favor. Do not let him do whatever he wants. Because in my heart, I feel it, spiritually, mentally. You know that it's not fair to you, and you deserve certain things as well. And honestly, what I hear, it's about money. It's about the value of shit, and that's not cool either. So it needs to come down to an agreement. And if he's not cool with that, honestly, I don't see him going against you behind your back because I don't see him knowing how to do. He doesn't even know what to do. Let me explain something. My guy just said something, and I got to move on. He doesn't even know what to do. So he's not going to be able to do anything because he doesn't know how to take over things. So he has no power. But still, don't settle, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
I'll text you later on, all that stuff.
Message me on Facebook, all right?
All right, cool.
Thank you. All right, guys, I'm going to play another song. This is what I'm doing here. This is what I'm doing. Oh, hold on, I can do this.
This is what I'm doing, homies. I'm playing music. I'm like a spiritual DJ, okay?
And I'm going to play some songs. We're going to do another reading, and I'll share more about myself. Recently, I am really happy to share this with you because I have been through I lost myself at one point. I found myself and then I lost myself. And it took some time for me to really get back to, I guess, this part of me today. And there's been a lot of great changes in my life, but not too long ago, I woke up in the morning, right? Grateful. Thank you for waking up in the morning. Thank God. And then I wake up, have my coffee, and I'll listen to whether it's spiritual music or it's something that makes me think in a positive way. And I thought about something and went, you know what? I really want to start believing in myself again. And it's not that I was not believing it over the time. If you understood what I was going through, it's like I was doing a lot of readings and I was doing really well. And over different scenarios, I got really upset and I had lost myself to find myself and discover more about who I really am and what I was dealing with. But to believe in myself again, you know, is to show up and have fun and really invest in who I am. And rather than sitting there feeling lonely or wanting a relationship or wanting to blame my current situation, I took a lot of mindful practices. I'm very big on the metaphysical and also mindfulness. And what you think is very valuable, your time, your energy, what you're allowing to go through your thoughts and what you're allowing to continue in your reality and how you correspond reacting. And so I've been loving myself and really balancing that with my life, my work, my daily routine. I started believing in myself again, and this is why we're here today with this radio show. I got really excited to utilize my time, my gifts, share some music, come together in a unique way, and have a great time. So I'm going to play another song that I really like. These are all songs that I like. I mean, obviously, why would I play a song I didn't like? And we're going to take another caller, so stay back, relax, enjoy the vibe. There's no rush. There's no limited time. You might be excited. You might be anxious. Who knows? But let's hang out together. There's no point of being lonely if we got each other, right? You might have thought you found me, but I really found you. And we'll be back after this next hit. It's one of my favorite songs by Logic.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, this the type of shit they said they really wanted. So I gave them this right here, now go get blunty. Check my last album, all y'all know I'm running. Flip the script because I couldn't fucking stun it. This the type of shit my life is all about. Check the Forbes list, you know I'm falling out. They say Logic, you too humble, boy, just let it out. Fuck them all then, I'm a dead end now. Like, oh, I think I know. This flow, this stupid flow, out of control. Like, whoa, this shit like, whoa, I think I know. Like, whoa, like, whoa, like, this is what the people said they wanted from the young boy. From the God. This is execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the rap God. From the God. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, hold on, let me bring it back. Everybody know I'm bringing the facts. And they wonder why I got it like that. Cause I put everything right on the track. And you know I'm a fucker, run and let it go. I've been living like war, I've been living. You already know what these motherfuckers wanna take it, but never mistaken. I'm sure where I'm going and I'm knowing what I'm doing. Intuition never switching on the mission. Motherfucker, why'd you bitch? Why'd you miss it? Like, goddamn, I'm like, oh, God. Hold up, wait a minute, they ain't ready for the hook. It's another day, another book. I feel like Indiana and Atlanta, hotter than Havana, coming with the stamina. Bitch, put down your camera and live in the moment. This shit right here, everybody gon' want it. So what up with it? Andy and everybody talk about that boy changing. Y'all get to shut up with it, cause I know ain't none of y'all getting the flow. Boy, this that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the young boy. From the God. This that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the rap God. From the God. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it.
I know.
All right, so let's take our next caller. We got area code 954. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm a first-time caller. Nice to hear you.
What's up? Mary, you sound familiar, too. I used to do this on Blog Talk Radio before.
It's your
voice. Well, either way, what's going on, Mary? Do you have a question or you want me to just start reading?
Well, I've got a couple of questions, yeah. I just wondered if I'm going to be getting some resolution on the health issue anytime soon.
Just give me a minute. There's a couple different things going on with this health issue. There's like three different things affecting you. I'm getting like nerves. I'm getting bad, like muscle. I'm getting emotional. Feeling sick at times. Because right now it's like they're giving me all this, like, what's going on so far with what they've looked into. They've looked into your diet. They've looked into your blood pressure. I'm seeing all of it. They're trying to pinpoint, and it's almost like when they try to go one way, it plays a new level of affecting you another way.
Mm-hmm.
There's something with your blood. There's something within the blood when it I'm hearing iron issue.
Yes,
but,
I have an iron overload, just recent tests. Yeah.
Okay,
you're right on that.
Overload of iron.
I guess they're not sure, but that showed up recently.
Okay. Right, I'm just listening to what they're going through it right now. So I know this is going to be confusing a little bit, but when it comes to your emotional, there's something in the past when it comes to emotions. Your emotions, I know it's, how do I explain this? Whatever you had been through in the past is playing a role with your health. I don't know if there was a big impact when it comes to your happiness or living. I want to say the past 2 years, but there's something along the lines of an impact on your life, and also your happiness with. I'm trying to split talk. Let's go. Your happiness with who you are, and there's an issue with family. There's an issue with, I don't know if you were married or your relationship, feeling loved. There's something going on with abandonment.
In the past, okay. There was an issue. Not so much now, but there was in the past the abandonment,
There's things underlining.
Not family. It was more relationships.
Mm-hmm. There's something underlining here, and I know it might not be like a conscious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also fear related too. I need you to let go of the fear of whatever this is that you are holding on to. The fear of them not finding it, the fear of this being something worse. I know that's easier said than done on my part, but try to let go of that. I need you to let go of that, and also try to utilize, and the reason why I'm saying this is because it's going to help you in the long term with discovering a better outcome. And I know it's very weird, but I'll explain the best way possible. Try not to think about your health as an issue. Try to focus on other things. As you might get a flare up, but do your best to not feel and think negative in the terms of what's going to happen next or this being, I don't see it being as bad as you might worry about.
It's been long term. It's painful, and I've seen a lot of specialists recently, a blood doctor, and the iron load has come on a couple times, and I never had that before in my life. So there was just some things off, and I'm just wondering if they're gonna, you know, be able to get me straightened out and put me on the right path.
They are.
Somebody.
It's going to take a little time, but I do need you to make sure, for some reason they want me to say this, follow up with the appointments. Make sure that you call in, question it. If you don't have an appointment, ask them what's like. It's going to get a little annoying for you because they are going to move you a couple times. But I do need you to like kind of not get annoyed with that. They're going to bring you to the right person. And there is going to be someone that I do see seeing your chart and seeing the results. There might be a little bit more tests, though. They are going to ask you to come in for different things, but they will figure this out. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. I do feel it's going to be either a medication or a diet or both, a shift in things. It's not going to be, again, as serious as you are concerned about. This also has to do with your daily routine.
Not surgery or anything more, involved or...
Let me ask you a question because they're bringing this up too. Have you been less active? Like
the strange part of it is I can't say I'm active and I'm always like mentally and physically got something I'm doing. But the inactivity has probably more to do with where I would like to be what I would like to be doing, where I would like to be going because of the physical restriction. But that would be the area that I'm less active. But I'm active in a different way, if you know what I mean. It's just not socially as much out of the home.
Okay. If you can
focus more on the health.
I know this is you said that really perfectly, and I know this is again easier said than done. If you can do this, it's going to help you out a lot. And I know I'll explain the best way possible. Try to do something a little bit more of what brings you happiness, of going somewhere like you mentioned before. Try to do even if it's a little bit, even if you go get your hair done, even if you go
I managed to get out on my birthday in December, and I do
Beautiful.
Take care of myself, so I get my hair
Good.
Done and what's necessary. But I've had so many doctor appointments, it's just consuming too much.
Understandable. Keep doing what makes you happy. I don't see you, like, I don't know why I feel like you have concerns of, concerns about being, like, immobile at one point. I don't know if you had people, you're saying that there was people in the past year around you and family that, we're in a wheelchair, like this is not coming for you.
Yeah, well, my mother survived a massive stroke, but she ended up in a wheelchair, and I had to take care of both parents at the same time, and they passed in the same year. So there was a lot of immobility there, and it was difficult to see and witness what happened, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that. So, again, I don't see you having... I don't see it getting bad. I see that there will be there's going to be, for some reason, you might not know this, but they're going to have several doctors kind of looking over this to address the issue. There's one main doctor I'm seeing. There's two behind them. They're all coming together to address the issue. Don't feel like they don't care because they are going to be giving more tests. Just make sure you follow up and do that. It might be overwhelming. Do some stuff to make you happy. In the short term of in between, but that's when they really see. And
there's
something
been a lot
also,
of turmoil in my home too. There's been just a lot of turmoil in my home, so it's not been as relaxing as I would want while I'm not well. You know, there's just a lot of turmoil going on.
I did pull some cards for you before, and I didn't look at them right away. I just saw them out. You have the Page of Wands in the past. It talks about a beginning of a new journey. I don't know if you started something in the past that was maybe a hobby, a career, change in something. New beginning is really the answer, but that's in the past. And then the present, you have the Four of Swords, which makes more sense in the concerns that you're having. You do have the 5, 6, 7, 8 of Swords in the future, and I'm going to reassure you here of why this is coming up, but what that talks about is being stuck in the situation, feeling like there's no way out. And I want to reassure you what the message was for, because as much as it might seem on your end that you're not getting clarity, they will be working on it. It's just not going to be as quickly as you might be, but you're going to be okay.
That's reassuring, yeah. And
when it comes to
the
home
story, as the home, I mean, it's just chaotic right now. It's been going through a lot of different things in my home.
Right now with the, I'm not a fan of astrology, but when it comes to the current energy with, and I've seen it around myself too with different people, there is an ending and a new beginning with a lot of people, and that can come in forms of uncomfortability. Sometimes the energy needs to come out. There's things that need to come out in a certain way, and it's, I don't really get that. You know that there's things that aren't your problem, and they're not in your control, and you have other things to be concerned about. And just let, what I'm hearing is let them be them, because they are going to eventually transition to where they need to go or what needs to be done. And you know that it's more of their personal problems. It has nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
So, and you also are giving, speak your truth to them. And let them know.
I have been. It's what's causing a lot of chaos.
Because what I'm hearing is that you are the one really helping them. And
I know that.
They can easily be in a position where they don't know where to go. And the truth is that. What I'm also hearing too is, and I got to move on. If you don't, hopefully, you know, I got to take another caller, but don't respond to them. Don't feed into their energy, their problems, because I'm hearing that they like to complain and make you feel or make others feel that they're a burden. Oh, I got to take care of this, and you don't do it. That's bullshit. It's a lot of bullshit.
It is. Exactly. Thank you.
A lot of bullshit. Honestly, it's also a part, and I hate to say this, it's not a big part. It is a part of the health that you have. It's not helping in a way. So keep your peace. And they are threatened by, I don't know if it's like a younger child, one of your kids or someone, but.
Childish activity.
Childish activity. Yeah. Don't respond. Don't feed into their problems, and remind them that you really don't need them, but you like them around. It's just more or less do what you need to do. It's not going to be too long. They might. What I'm also hearing is that they're going to make a stand where they think that you're going to regret them moving or changing something, but you're not going to care.
That's part of the fear. Yeah, it's part of the fear of maintaining my home. That is a big. Because it is part of the financial dynamics as well. To where
I do see you making some changes pretty soon with that, but let it be for now. Do what you got to do. I'm sorry to hear that, though. I really am, and
yeah,
it will get better.
It's very touch and go.
You know, I got to say this too, and I want to I want to remind you, or also give you this. Positivity. You are very well present. Please don't take this the wrong way. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what you completely have been through, but you haven't lost your mentality. You're very wise. You're very observant. You are an empath. You can feel people's energy. You're not stupid. You know what you're doing. And I think the message here for you tonight is you are being watched over by the universe, God, source, creator. Sometimes it's okay. We're human. And I need someone to remind me that it's going to be okay. There are some changes happening. But the point I wanted to make was you aren't old. You aren't losing your mind. You're not. You haven't. If anything, you've gotten stronger. Please know that you're not weak. And what I'm hearing is you glow. You are beautiful and you glow. It's almost like I'm supposed to remind you of who you are.
And I hear you.
That you're beautiful. You have a great soul. You're wise. You're smart. You're meant for more. And I see you doing more. So just kind of let the universe do what it's doing for you. It's just going to keep you in the longevity period for your life to keep you healthy. I don't see it turning into anything horrible. They're going to regulate you. And I do want to remind you about water. There's something about water. Okay, this is the last thing, and I really got to move
drink
on.
Drink a lot of it. Drink a
try
lot
to
of
drink,
water.
Yeah, but be careful where you're be careful where you're getting it from. I don't know if you're drinking.
You're in bottled water?
Yeah, you are?
Yeah,
are
all
you?
The time. Yeah, I don't drink tap water at all.
Okay, there was something that's funny you said that, because I literally was going to tell you like to get pH balanced water and not drink the tap water. You're
no, never.
It.
No, I just completely avoid it. And if I use it, it's for cooking. It's heated. It's boiled. Or, you know, I don't
use
it.
You're smart.
Not for drinking.
It's not a science. Lastly, this is truly the last thing. My guys want me to ask you, was there spiritual practice? Because they're saying that there needs to be the return of spiritual practices. Did you practice?
Oh, I know
something?
That. Yes,
okay.
I was really involved in work for a very long time, and most of that is done online with online churches and so forth, because the church I belong to is no longer in existence. So, but I was very immersed in the spiritual world at one time.
Okay. Even
that's
if it's
what you're
just picking. Something at home, like whatever you did to practice your faith or your what you do – Native Americans, whatever it is, sage, or there needs to be a
return. Yeah, I do all those at home. I do. I know what you're saying.
Good.
I do all that.
Even if it's to do whatever it is that you need to do more of, but they're saying continue doing that. All right?
Yeah. That was a tremendous reading. I wonder if I could just ask a quick question. There's a family that came to our area within a few blocks about 3 months ago, and they had a service dog, a big service dog that was a very devoted member of their family and helping their kids, and the dog escaped, and the whole town is full of posters. The people live on the other coast, so they have to come back every weekend. And it's like the whole village is helping, trying to get this dog back. And it's very sad. And I'm not always a big dog lover, but there's something about this dog that really touched me. I've never seen it in person. I've only seen it on the posts and talked to the owners. And I'm doing all I can to help with the search. And I've gotten a few readings. But I'm just wondered if you pick anything up about a dog named Rosie, a black lab, who went missing a few blocks from my home. And if you see them getting it back, there is a $3,000 reward for this dog. Wow. And the family is devastated. Anything at all that comes to your mind?
What I do know is that dog went really far, farther than what a lot of people might think. And I don't know. I'm getting. Much farther than
after it escaped. Are you saying after it escaped, it went far?
Right. It wasn't. No one had taken the dog. No one had, because I'm seeing a lot of woods for some reason. That like there's an adventure going on with this dog. That
it was seen getting in a car, or someone trying to lure it in a car when it was running loose with a service jacket on and a leash. Someone saw the dog, and there was just a brief picture of the car, which you couldn't make out too well.
Yeah, but I don't get that the person, that car, whoever that was trying to get the dog in the car to safely find its way home type of thing. But that dog took off. And I don't know, what I do get that the dog went somewhere to someone, right? But what I'm also hearing is that there's a possibility that they're going to overhear through the towns that there is a missing dog. They are going to be concerned about where the dog goes.
He's
back
chipped.
To.
Dog or she is chipped. So the owner, all that information is recorded. The dog has a chip.
So there's no GPS on the chip?
No, it was just
really?
Just a chip with their name and address and phone and everything.
Yeah, they didn't get the upgraded package. They should have got an upgraded package. I'm just kidding. But they really...
Right, no, I understand. Yeah.
No, I'm just, you get,
but I guess they never imagined what happened. They never stopped in an ice cream place, and the dog was with their friend in the car, and she rolled the window a little bit, and the dog escaped. And that's within a few blocks of my home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they were at my door shortly after, and I'm just, my heart is broken for these people. They're such a nice family. And they took very good care of that dog. He was with them all the time. It was not carelessness. It was like a fluke, you know.
You know, when I was little, we had a little Maltese, and we were on the highway, and it was traffic. And don't ask me what possessed my mind to do this, but we were in traffic, and I was a little kid, and I thought my dog had to go to the bathroom. And in the middle of traffic, I opened the door, and my mom was freaking out that this dog was in the grass on the main highway during traffic. We got the dog, but I have no idea what. But I do see different things.
So do you think that somebody had him, and maybe he broke free from whoever had him, and is still running loose somewhere, or?
I see things happening in different timelines. So my gift is, it depends on the action of someone else. Their dog is with someone right now. I don't know how far out, but I do feel it's further than the town itself of where the dog's from.
Okay.
This person will find out that throughout people all over sharing this person is either going to make the decision to return the dog. But I also see later on, if they don't, that the dog's chipped, so they're going to know. But I do feel they're going to return. It's going to be a little bit. It might take a couple weeks or so. I'm talking about 3 to 4 weeks.
It's about 3 months. It's October 7th.
Well, from now. I mean, I don't know about then, but so it's been a while.
Yeah.
So this person, I don't feel like the dog's with someone, but... I'm not really
but
sure.
But eventually you see the dog coming back to them?
I feel that this dog is going to be brought back because there's going to be so many people looking for it.
It will be back.
It's going to take a little time. But, I mean, it's already been since October. It's going to need another month.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. They've been counting the days and posting the days.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there's hundreds of flyers, and they increase the reward. The reward isn't an incentive for me.
For sure.
But, you know, if it happens, it happens. But the incentive is, I lost a poodle one time at 13 years. You turn your back and zoom, you never see him again.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
And I can see the love, I can see the concern, and the children don't want another dog. They want their dog back.
Absolutely. I understand, for sure. Well, listen, thank you for calling in, and we're going to take
Okay, thank you for your input, and that was a great reading, and I hope to hear you again soon.
I look forward to hearing
you
from me, too. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great evening. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, we're going to play another song, and I'm going to take another caller. And we got some more people calling in, so if you guys keep calling in, I'll just hang out till I can't, which would only be like I'm tired and I got to go to that stuff. But I still got some more energy. Got some more vibes. We're going to play some more songs that I think you might like. And if you don't, it's okay. You know, we're all different, so appreciate it. I'm saying that we'll take another caller. And I like to share more stuff about me, maybe what I've been through, maybe with some recent times, bring you a divine timing message, because I do that on Facebook as well. If you go to my Facebook page, it's A Millennial's Third Eye 2.0. I've been on for over like 5 years now. We're going on 6. I redid my page, but I'm back. I've been doing stuff. I share videos about what I'm going through, maybe a little bit of mindfulness. I love mindfulness in the sense of the power of your mind, metaphysics, energy, the power of intention, law of attraction, law of assumption. Of course, I do have the gift of helping others spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. When it comes to private readings, they're much different. These are more for callers and people from different states and places and connecting. And I personally don't always like to get questions. I don't really ask for questions. I don't take questions on Facebook Live. This is really where I would allow it. And the reason why I don't fully like it, because sometimes it might seem like a reader could go with that, just like you're giving them a subject. But when I work with my guides, it's what they bring up, and sometimes it's not always what you might want to hear, but it also connects to the answer to the answer, which will bring you clarity on the subject. And that comes in understanding of self-reflection. It comes into self-love. It comes into different areas, but sometimes it does affect in the sense of, well, it's always going to bring clarity to the sense of what you're looking for. It's just more so some people look for a psychic is certain ways. I don't like to share that I'm a medium, because even though spirits do come through and I have a lot of experience with it, it's just more or less a different feeling for me. It's a different energy. It's like a whole density. Working with my guides is much of a better flow. And when I'm working with spirits of family and friends, it's like a different vibration for me. So it takes more out of me. I wouldn't be able to do more of a show, but if it does happen, it happens. But I'm not a fan of promoting it, because I don't want to bring this assumption that there's people that you go to for that, and there's times where I'm just not the person you want to go to for that all the time. If it happens, it comes through, it does. I've had people ask me to connect with their loved one, and I have, and it's just, I can feel it. And there's a whole different vibe when it comes to those spirits. And sometimes it's too much for me. We're going to play a song, and we're going to go to the next caller, and we're going to have some more fun. And I love hearing from you. So here's another one of my favorites. It's called Call Me. It's definitely a remix for EDM and DJing. But enjoy it.
Come on. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. What's the sense of it all? Pippin' powder and pussy tryin' to make pennies. See niggas lying on the stand, get selling harder than prison, who knows? In the 90s, the traffic stop get you tickets, a joke. Now they find you a traffic stop, get you riddled with holes. We be living too fast, we be sippin' it slow. While my niggas was selling work, now he's selling out shows. I'm EJ, so that's growth. Pay attention, take note. You over 40 and moving work, better be by the boat. Better be by the top, better not be by your home. If niggas really won't hurt you, they gon' leave you alone. Cause the people is coming, where your loyalty, youngin'? When a rapper say free my nigga, his lawyers get hungry. And everybody wanna be a trap nigga, cause the rap trap niggas get good. Don't nobody wanna be a trap nigga, when them bad niggas got you on tape. Art of taking life, now you gotta stay alive. Got these suburbanites thinking y'all ain't afraid to fight. Right in the mirror, crying a little, you shaking, right? Your soul is in prison and there is no visitation rights. Down south slang, music with these hustlers. Keep it true to self and never spell out where you bust. I ain't finna tap dance, I don't give a fuck, though. Keep it true to self and keep a crew in the cut, though. Down south slang, rolling with these hustlers. Try and get rid of all you haters and you bust. Down south slang, rolling with these hustlers. Trying to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Trying to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Trying to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'.
I got the cocaine later, white later by the key. Hey, cup full of Texas, pulled by the 3-3. Hopped out the Porsche when it sold me a piece. Smoke a pussy nigga like a roll me a leaf. Or smoke, put a hole in his teeth. Hey, boom, bop. Bam, put a hole in his cheek. Ay, nigga talking tough, but you a hole in the street. Ay, come and get naughty, freaky holes in the sheet. Ay, hustling like a motherfucker. Nigga throw scutter butter, put the nigga undercover. And I ain't scutter motherfucker. Hit him with a block of blow. Quick to serve me a plug. You borderline dick sucker, tryna take some pick supper. Baby, make your leg bend. Yellow bitch a red skin. And DC like a red skin. Come and give me head done. My youngest pop the lead in. Nigga swing your dread in. All you want to tussle, we gon' see how niggas play it then.
Down south slang. Rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers, tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'.
Down south slangin', serving all these customers. Life feel like he's some pills keep, but he good like Rudy Hustle. On the real, you might get killed, don't touch my chain, cause it's untouchable. Big like not know my hip, yeah, I'ma shoot that bitch. Thank you, but she still fuckable. Racks on racks, new packs, show packs, that school hat packs like lunchables. Tell gas on gas, more fives than Mac. Three bus, I stress that comfortable. Turn toss my sack, no fomo though. On Adderall, but it's still functional. Still aired out, had a functional. That Draco so dysfunctional. Used to be a robber, evil Naja boy, go ask Wale. Yellow bone, a cocktail, give me sloppy topper as I lay. Pull up on the opera, chopper, rocker, hit him while he lay. I spend some chips to get you cute, my crits gon' make you free to lay. Bang, it don't really tussle. If I can't get that thing in, then I'm not finna go club. Ever since my bro got cute, I can't trust shit, I can't trust nothing. Can't even trust my Chris because of crooked Missy Hustle.
Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'. Down south slangin', rollin' with these hustlers. Tryin' to get rid of all you haters and you bustin'.
So what's up? I like to play different stuff. One of the biggest things I want to remind everyone is don't be afraid to be who you are. There's a big learning experience that I kind of got back to realizing with myself, and I want to share with you is be who you are. There might be people that might not like what you like. They might not like the music you like. There's always different ways to look in different perspectives of people's judgment and what you should or shouldn't be doing. And I got to this realization where I think we're really hard on ourselves, and I was really hard on myself on where I thought I should be in my life right now, what I should have or I don't have, my love life, what I've been through. And I want you at home to remember don't be afraid to be who you are. Say what you need to say. There's spirituality. There's a lot of different angles to look at it. And what you choose to do with it and live your life is all on you. I can't judge you for who you are, what you want to do, as long as you're happy doing it. But when it comes to being free to be yourself, we have to learn how to set ourselves free. And you don't need validation or material or a love life to be free. Setting yourself free comes in a form of realizing, you know what? It's okay to be where you're at right now and love who you are and no matter what. And it doesn't mean that you are not successful. It doesn't mean that you are failing. It doesn't mean that you are worthless, because a lot of us are so hard on ourselves when it comes to our careers and what we have or don't have and where we're afraid of the future and all this other stuff. So if this is someone like yourself that you resonate with this message, I want you to remember the universe or this reality in our lifetime. Of course, we're shown growing up and on TV what life's supposed to be like and what fame looks like and being successful looks like. But don't take that full illusion on for yourself. Realize that being happy and what we're shown is completely different stuff. You can still be really successful and choose to be famous, whatever you want. It's your life and your reality and what you choose to express and experience in this lifetime and what you want to learn as well. There is life experiences and learning. We're here to learn. I'm human too. I don't want people to understand, like, being psychic doesn't mean like I know everything. I'm here to live my life and also evolve my soul. So in this journey, before I take this next caller, I want to remind you at home, the more you evolve, you're going to change over time. You're going to try new things. You're going to learn. I want you to study, try to learn mind over matter, take on mindfulness practices, learn how to, if you want to manifest. But even for me, when I wanted to manifest, it brought me into a new direction of learning, which took more time. And I realized that, like, oh, my ego. And that isn't always easy too. You have to go through life experiences and go, wow, yeah, my ego was in the way. It's all good. And be okay and accountable. Letting go of people, learning to appreciate people for where they were in your life, what had happened. And sometimes we got to cut people off and move on. It's something that I shared recently on my Facebook page. Sometimes, especially with this energy right now, we're going through a phase of endings and new beginnings, and the universe will throw you through a loop. Sometimes it might be uncomfortable. You're like, what's going on? But there's actually good in everything. And one of the biggest things I like to say to myself, especially recently, is what if this turns out better than I thought? And to be honest with you, it really has. When you think the like a limited belief, you're like, oh no, well, you know, you get worried and stuff. But if you actually say and think and feel like, you know what if this is actually a good thing? And then you will see the good. It might take it, you know, trust the process, let it go, rock it out. What if there's a good behind it? And that has really brought me into a lot of great perspectives and seeing a positive result in places where I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? You know, those it's a cycle. We're so used to repeating and reacting the same way. Oh no. But what if it actually turns out better? And I'm not joking. There's a lot of things that recently I've discovered where I'm like, oh, this sucks. But then I find the good and it does get better than I thought. We're going to take the next caller. We got area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna and I'm in California.
Donna from California. Thank you for calling in. I want your opinion, Donna. What do you think so far about the show?
I think it's great. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Awesome. Appreciate it. That, I didn't fully believe you, but I appreciate your
No,
just kidding.
I really like it. Yeah. I think it's authentic, you know? I like that.
That means a lot. That means a lot. Being authentic, use the big word there. That's a great word. Being authentic is really a key. That's a compliment. I appreciate it. Very nice of you.
Yeah.
So what would you like me to do? Read you or you want a question?
I want to know if my finances are going to get better. Or if I'm going to meet someone, because those are two things that you know, I kind of would like to happen.
I want to pull some cards first.
Okay, thanks.
And sometimes when I'm shuffling, you know, they'll... there is change coming, and I feel that.
Good.
Currently in your reality, you have the Page of Cups, which is new beginnings of fulfillment, but there's the Emperor in reverse. So right now, they're exactly what I thought. You have good things coming. There's a new beginning, but you can't control how this is coming because you are someone who likes to plan. You're very detailed. You want to know. So you're like, okay, then I can move forward. I can know how to do this, this, this. This is not something you can do at this moment. You are going to know your next actions as they come. You also have your inner being, and you're a spiritual person as well. So you do get the messages. You, like, everyone has different signs, right? You have your signs and messages. Your inner being does bring in the Lover's card and also the Ten of Wands in reverse. You feel like it's going to be too much or it's too difficult for someone to come in. But this is also reflecting in your life right now with the Emperor in reverse. So there's a reflection of your inner and outer being. I want you to let go of whatever I'm going to use the best words possible to explain it, but I want you to flip it around. If you feel like it's too late or you're too much, or I want you to flip that belief and affirm it. Just affirm that you are enough and that you are, because this honestly, to me, even though the cards are saying that you're overwhelmed or you're trying to put it aside, I want you to let, there's a little like, sesame seed about you and this disbelief, and it's really going back to trust in the process. But you are going to meet someone soon, though, and I'm not just saying that. Your past cards talk about the Two of Wands in reverse, so you don't like bringing up the past, but there is something incomplete about your past when it comes to relationships. And what is that about, though? Let's see. The King of Wands and the Two of Wands in reverse. Am I ever going to meet someone like this? Okay. 5, 6, 7 of Pentacles. You don't need to try harder. You don't need to do anything. You feel like you're wondering what's missing and how to fix it or how to do it. You don't need to do anything. It's coming in. There's a lot of changes coming in. You have the Two of Cups presently. So there's something about self-love, but also the Judgment card with the present. Let go. So maybe that makes a lot more sense about judgment. I think you're judging yourself too much, or you might have judgment on yourself of all these scenarios. And I need you to let go of that, because once you let go of the self-judgment, the concerns, the lovers, the finances, and this comes back to yourself. And it's so weird because I feel like you know this already, but you haven't fully reflected the actual root. Give me a minute to look at this real quick. There's frustration. You're frustrated because you feel like you've waited long enough. You've been through the waves of the universe. You're like, okay, I see the signs. And then you're like, what, am I waiting for this person to do something, make a change? And then you're doubting it. I need you to just believe and know. And it goes back to the beginning of the reading with the Page of Cups and the Emperor in reverse. You can't control it. And this is the part where you get frustrated. And I understand that myself. You can't control the universe and how it's blending this in, right? So there's a sense of unconditional love with the world too, like how that comes into your life. I just want you to keep moving forward with knowing that these things are coming in. There is, for some reason, and I felt this before and I forgot and I'm bringing it back, but let's see what the future cards bring up. You have the Two of Pentacles with the Five of Wands in reverse. Okay. There's a decision that needs to be made in the near future, and I get more of this as your work and frustration. The Five of Wands in reverse is, the Five of Wands upright for me is arguments. And I want to remind you, whatever your choices will be in the future, do what's going to bring you happiness. And there's something about pleasing other people or putting up with other people's bullshit with work. You're going to make a decision to move on is what I'm getting. And it's going to bring in a better financial standpoint. Just keep your eyes open for this job. It's going to be something because you keep looking or whatever the finance, I don't know what work, if you have your own business, I don't know completely everything right now. But it's going to get better. Just know that this is coming in for you. You do have to wait a little longer. It's going to be frustrating. You feel like you want to control it now and do that, but it's coming in. I want to see one more thing. I want to do a couple more cards because they're the last messages from my guides, and I want to wrap that up.
Okay.
Okay, they're all in reverse. So let's go over this the best way possible. I want to say this one more time because they're all looking at it. I want you to occupy your time filling it in with things that you will enjoy, because whatever you can do to not think negative or worry or when or how. Let's see here. You have the Five of Cups in reverse. You don't want to regret something. Five of Pentacles, Four of Pentacles in reverse. So they're talking about your foundation of yourself and feeling stable. And there's concerns about you feeling stable. They want you to start planning in the future, because you're going to be able to, how to keep yourself in a place where you know that you're okay. They don't want you to continue living in the sense of, they're saying day by day. And they want you to, first of all, right now, trust in how things are going to unfold. And know that they're going to unfold in the best way possible for you financially and moving forward, because you're going to be happier with the next financial gig, job, thing, whatever that might be. You will be happy. Now, they're also saying try to not carry your past when it comes to employees or coworkers to this place you're going to be going to. You will be respected. I'm getting more of a titled position. So enjoy that, because you deserve it. Okay. And there's almost this weird feeling in between where you're going to go, wow, I finally do have this, like, this position that you wanted, or this respect. And you've worked your ass off to get there. You just wanted it to come from the wrong places. And this is going to, it's a bigger company. So whatever you're going to be doing, go to a bigger name. You're going to find it. You do have the Intuitive High Priestess card in reverse. All these cards are in reverse, but I want to explain over and over again. You need to trust yourself more, because you do have the answers. And we talked about the universe giving you, it's almost like the universe goes, look, right now I'm looking at the time. 939 is an angel number, right? Look over here, and I'll go to the angel number website. And if anyone wants to know, it's angel number, Sacred Scribes, angel number. Angel numbers blogspot.com. You'll get it. Let's look it up. Divine timing, right? You know that it's all going well, and it's just that you want to feel security, and that's what bothers you.
Right.
It's all coming in. The Intuitive High Priestess card in reverse says trust yourself. Trust in what's coming. I want to read this angel number real quick, because there's no coincidence. It says that you are being fully supported at this time as you find balance between your day-to-day life and your spiritual quest or journey. 929 tells, and this is my time zone, 929, and I saw this earlier today, how weird. 929 tells of endings and conclusions leading to changes that will see you being more open, creative, and joyful. Stay balanced, focused, and open during this time. You will find these endings and subsequent changes will be to your highest good. That is a great message. Tells of living your life as a positive example to others. You also have the Four of Cups in reverse, feeling like you're not you have the Four of Pentacles too. This is about balance and fulfillment and happiness. So don't feel like you're not doing well, because the four of cups is actually that you are doing well and you are good. So again, reminding you, and the Ace of Swords is in reverse as the last card. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were you saying?
No, I mean, I'm doing okay. I'm happy by myself, but you know, it'd just be nice to have a companion type relationship and go travel and stuff like that. But I'll think positive.
There's going to be people you're going to meet with the new job. So you understand, it's like a new timeline. There's a new timeline, new people, connections, and how things are brought to you. And I forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I need to say it the way my guides are, or the universe, give both to me. But everything's connected to oneness. You know this already. So they want me to tell you, after all that you've experienced and been through, do you really question that they won't be in your life, or there's a new connection or things opening for you? Because you've had experiences that you were like, wow, that's crazy. Like, you have seen things that most people don't. And my guides are really kind of in a funny way going and want me to ask you, do you really think that you're not going to have what you want?
No, I think it'll come about, definitely.
But I understand you're human. I'm human, too, so I get that. But you are going to have what you want. It's just sometimes the really good stuff takes a while. So thank you for calling in. What was your name again?
Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So we're going to take another call after this next song. And I hope you guys are having fun. I am. It's been a really great time. And I love different music. I love different people. And I love talking with all of you. So we're going to play this song next. All right. Be right back.
Have I done my best here, or will I be here next year, or are these my best years yet? Was looking forward to being important, but I'm not important yet. Can we skip to the good part? If there's a good part, then I hope it's not far, 'cause I thought it'd be today. I napped on campus and I smoked at dances, but it didn't feel so great. If you would just be not a movie between the cold and the end. So can we skip to the good part? Take time, mom and dad, they have a good life, but what am I gonna do with mine? These things take time, mom and dad, they have a good life, but what
what the hell am I gonna do with mine?
To anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. I kind of want you home. We think about the show. We're all playing the same game, waiting all along. We're unknown and known, special and a clone. Hate will make you catch, love will make you grow. Make me feel the warmth, make me feel the cold. It's written in a story, written on the wall. This is our call, we rise and we fall. Dancing in the moonlight, don't let it all. Visions as I go to anywhere I go. Sometimes I believe, sometimes I don't. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Make me feel the warmth, make me feel the cold. It's written in a story, it's written on the wall. This is our call, we rise and we fall. Dancing in the moonlight, don't let it all.
So that was one of my favorite songs as well. I mean, like, I'm playing a bunch of awesome songs. I hope you appreciate it. Again, my name is Joe. I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but you're awesome. I appreciate all of you. And we all are looking at times for love. Love isn't everything. Love is in a lot of places. And I know that we all have different experiences. So when it comes to happiness, it's a form of love, and we search for it, and it's okay. I think at times we can be hard on ourselves. And even for myself, not too long ago, I shared with people on social media for my Facebook. I said, look, even for myself, there's been times where I get hard on myself, and I feel like maybe I missed out on love, and I don't know if I lost that opportunity, or I'll find that one girl, we can have this and that. And there's so much pressure to timing. And I think what we deem as the right time. And I want everyone to be able to remember to live your life and be okay with who you are now. You're pretty, all of you are pretty awesome. And I say that for myself because, you know, I was going through a lot of different things with finding my purpose and passion and being happy. And I always believed in myself, and I didn't realize that I had an addictive personality, and that really played a part in overdoing things that brought me happiness. And not just saying addictive in the sense of a drug, but it's a sense of overdoing things, but I didn't know how to appreciate what I had. And when you learn about yourself, sometimes I think when you learn, for example, I didn't know how to appreciate what I had, and there's different things in material of relationships, past relationships with in love. There's bittersweetness. There's going to be things that you know you shouldn't have done. There's things that you admit that you, of course, didn't like from the other person. And time goes on, we get hopefully wiser, but we can't change what we've done, right? We can only be better as human beings. And I think we hold the pride to it as well. And I tell a lot of people and remind everyone, because I had to remind myself, you're in the present moment. You're here now. And your past is not who you are today. And to carry that on is a lot of weight sometimes that we need to let go of. And your future isn't in the now. It's later on. And we try to find a sense of happiness, security. We're afraid of death. I think you could be afraid of death because of timing, how much time you have on this earth. And I'm not saying that to bring you fear. I'm not saying that to make you uncomfortable. I'm saying it because I had to hear that for myself sometimes. We're afraid of not having enough time here to be happy. And I teach a lot of people what I practice, and I practice mindfulness in the sense of your time and what you think about is important. And I've had the experience where, you know, you're stuck. You just feel. It's okay to feel. But I chose to make decisions that will make me happy. And so I can wake up and have coffee and maybe listen to some sort of music I haven't listened to before that makes me in a good mindset. Maybe I practice alpha or gamma brain waves and frequency, maybe some breathing mantras for, you know, some yogi practices. But I love all these things, and I rather try different things to find what makes me happy and brings me into a positive mindset and turns my reality into a law of attraction. When you're happy, and you know, you clap your hands, ladies and gentlemen, when you're happy, you do attract more. And despite your job or where you're at, how you respond to things differently and see the good and everything really plays a part. So I'm going to take another caller. I'm probably going to be on here for a little while. And I love seeing all these calls and connecting with different people. Let's see who we got next. We got area code 229. What's your name? Where are you calling from? There's a lot of background noise.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm from Georgia.
Melvin from Georgia, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes,
there's a background noise, though. I'm trying to – maybe it's me?
I don't have nothing on, but
– let me lower my volume a little bit. Maybe it'll help. How about now? Yeah, it's echoing. I don't know if you could fix it.
You hear me now?
I can hear you, but when I talk, there's a feedback. Let me come back to you. We'll see if I can check it out in a little bit, and I'll come back after this next call. All right. All right. We got area code 951. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I don't even know area code 951. Area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Ashiel from New York.
Ashiel from New York. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hold on a second. There's something that's really coming through right now. There's something going on with a relationship with you that you need to end like months ago, dude. You have there's a woman. Or whoever I'm getting feminine energy, but you need to stop letting her back into your life. That's what I'm getting right away.
Okay.
You need to stop waiting for her. Does that make sense? Hold on, but are we going somewhere with this already? Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's only so many times that you can repeat the same thing. She's lying to you. She doesn't, she's like, she'll say, okay, yeah, or whatever. You guys get back together or something. And then she's rude to you too. There's something about her being very disrespectful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm stuck. Yeah, and I will respond. Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing that I'm hearing too is she'll be there when she wants to be there, and then you're left out confused. So look, if you were to, let's say we're friends, right? Hopefully we are, right? And you call me and you say, Joe, I need your help this weekend. I'm like, okay, sure, yeah, no problem. Let's say the weekend comes, you call me, I'm nowhere to be found. Wouldn't you be upset?
Yeah, of course.
And there's something about this person that's not, they're not communicating with you. So let me see what the cards bring up. Do you have a question?
Yeah, it's about that, but I'd rather just you put the card first, and when you're done, maybe I can give some input outside that.
I'm really getting a lot of things that were hidden from you. It's not that it's even hidden. It's almost like you know, but then you question her, or whoever the, you know, you question it, and no, and then you feel like you're wrong, and then you move on. And the truth is, okay, they're also telling me that you have gotten information that you didn't even look for from people telling you. I don't know how to, that's the best way I can say it. You need to let this person go and stop playing games. Oh, wow, I got 90 seconds left on the show. A little live. Okay, so let's pull some cards. Currently in your reality, the in reverse with the Hermit card in reverse. So you're not fully happy. There's a confusion going on. Honestly, there's chaotic energy. Chaotic energy is confusing. It's almost like you never grab the right. You're like, oh, you don't feel fully stable. The Hierophant in reverse is talking about you're not sure of the information or the guidance you're given, and so you're always questioning everything. You're in doubt. You gotta get out of the doubt. You have to make a decision, and I really recommend letting this person go. Internally, that was in your life and your reality, what you're experiencing internally, which I'm not surprised. You have the Five of Pentacles in reverse, and you have the Two of Pentacles in reverse. So there's concerns, there's emotions that are unsettled. You're doubting what to do with things. You're questioning what is what. This person has danced around you so much that you're confused about what to do. You don't even know what you want or what makes you happy sometimes. You feel like you're lost. Your past card talks about the Moon. So things coming to light, things coming to truth. So you were brought clarity at one point. Someone told you some sort of truth about what was going on. Then you have the Temperance card. So you need to find stability right now. Stability that they're talking about is you need to disconnect from people that aren't bringing you a positive influence and happiness. You need to be with yourself. So whatever needs to be done when it comes to being with yourself, isolating yourself for the best in a good way, like I love myself. Sometimes I don't answer the phone, things of that nature. You need to keep your peace. Your peace is valuable. And so what my guys are saying is whatever is not bringing you peace, that's how you respond to it. Disconnect. No, don't answer the phone. Because it's funny when you don't care anymore is when they want to come back. Don't let that happen.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. That's you do crazy. Have the devil card. And, again, I don't want people to misjudge the devil. Or the devil card in the future is in reverse, but that's coming. It's on the way, but it doesn't necessarily means that you have to go through it. So what I want to explain this is the sooner the better. This person's going to act out and really give you a hard time. That's the devil card coming in, the chaotic energy. The best, if you can block them, remove them, I don't know what scenario you're in right now with this person, but when you don't care is when they want to start changing, it's because you're not giving them attention. And I do got to say this too is, this person that we're talking about is narcissistic in a way. Narcissistic, they will love bomb you. They will try to get your attention and energy. They will take your energy in the best way possible. What I mean by that is even if you're mad, if you're giving that response to them, if you're thinking about them, listen, I've been there before. I was stuck in my own ways. I had a point where they were stuck in my head and I couldn't just be happy. It can get that bad. And when you can unplug from them, mentally, emotionally. You have to move on. And this is one of the reasons why you haven't, because you've been, it's what they call a trauma bond. When you are trauma bonded, it's this connection with them that it's not love. It's a false love. And it's a, they feed off of your energy. That's why you felt the way you feel. And that's why we have to have this conversation right now. So you need to do that. And I need to tell you one more time, you need to get rid of this person so they can't come back in. Because what I'm also hearing, I almost feel like I hear them. They will give you some bullshit story. And you will believe, and I don't take this the wrong way, but you will eventually go, oh, okay. But you know that they're lying. You know that they're being mean to you. They know that, you know, you're very smart, but they're also lying to you and giving you what, they're giving you what you want to hear. And eventually you go, oh, okay. And then it's not, it's good for what, a little bit. And then they start doing the same shit. You find it's a site, it's a repeat and repeat and repeat. You know then they're not doing what they should do in a relationship. And that should be enough for you to go, you know what? I deserve better. And you do. All right?
Well, I'm right now, I'm in that place where you said I deserve better. I'm in that place already. That particular person, I ended it before the new year because I told myself the new year, I don't want to carry anything or right. anyone mm-hmm. that, these are my best interests in heart, at heart. So I decided to let go like two people so far. Like, I'm the third one I'm about to let go.
Good. No, but, you're doing great.
That particular one person that, yes, I let go since like before the new year. But lately, you know, we go to the same gym and that particular person's kind of lingering around me. But what I do mm-hmm. now, I just don't get any kind of energy into it. I just act like nobody's in front of me, but it's an empty space. I don't even give any kind of emotions. It's just like there's nothing in front of me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just, so that's where we are. The more I do it, the more the person's like running back constantly. It's almost
right.
like becoming crazy, so to speak.
That's,
you know what I mean?
So just so you know,
yeah.
even though you let them go, that's the message is, don't just it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders about it. Don't
yeah.
let it happen. Don't let them.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm honestly
yeah.
telling you, I'm done. It's something that
good.
I've told
no,
myself
no.
like that. But
sometimes,
yes.
sometimes this is just enough to, you know, I don't know why they do what they do, but they say,
no, I'm glad that you say that, but I'm glad that it's a way for me. It's like I'm being on the right track. Like everything that I want to do, you confirm it. So I have to stick
is
to,
there
you know what I mean?
Is there something that you've been wanting to invest in?
Oh, right now I have a business, but I'm hoping to grow. You know, I have an online business, and I'm hoping
okay.
to, grow. You know, in the future, but I don't know exactly which
yeah.
direction.
And that's why
I
was getting career in business. I see you evolving whatever you're doing. So, and what I mean by that is, let's say whatever you're doing right now, there's another level that you're going to access. I don't know how to, like, you're going to take it to a new level. And
depends, right? You're gonna, okay. Yeah. Transition to, yeah. Okay.
Transit, something like that. So for example,
yeah.
it's just a good example, right? I've been on this radio show before and I used to do it from my phone and it was a completely different sound. And now I have a studio equipment thing and it sounds more professional. It's like another evolution. I see you doing that, but I see you taking it from a different angle. But there's something about, okay, what's the words I want to use here? It's almost like you were training and learning how to do this through a company or you were learning and then you did it on your own. I don't know if you have gotten into drop shipping. Does that make sense too? Drop shipping.
I haven't done drop shipping yet, but I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Just more
is that
like
something you wanted to do?
I'm really trying to grow in terms of, you know, my business in general, since I'm an online
yes.
business, what it is, I buy
yeah.
wholesale and retail. So drop shipping
mm-hmm.
is definitely a good idea because it's easy, quick way to make money too. You know what I mean?
Okay. There's something with this, what I was saying before with this evolution, you're going to learn to blend something or add it. That's what they're telling me. But they're saying, don't think small, don't think small. Kind of branch off from that, and you will. Let me see what the cards bring up for that as well. Selling things. Don't make it too easy. There's something about by you advertising yourself as well with what you're doing. So what I mean by that is, let's say I have my website too, and I put a video of myself talking about what I do, right? It adds more. They're saying don't limit yourself behind like just simple. Don't be simple with
no,
it.
Put yourself. Yeah.
Put yourself in it. Was when you put yourself connected to it and your picture, and you're more. It's showing me that you're another person in the world. You're putting yourself on that. You know, you're advertising with it, and you're knowing what you're. It's a whole different game. So they're saying don't think simple when it comes to it. Let's see what the cards bring up. I don't see you get you have a lot of different interests in different things, so I don't see you doing one thing for some reason. You have the nine, so in the past the Nine of Swords comes up. There was a fear of success or fear of achieving success in what you're doing. I also want you to think about what success means to you in your own time. You have the Hanged Man in reverse presently with business. So what this is talking about is look at things differently. Try to look at it in a different lens. Observe it differently. Try not to force it, because when we force it, we're not letting that flow come in. Your future card with business is the Strength card. So you are going to come out doing well with this. But try to come at it in a different angle and a different approach of how you're looking at it. Don't be so serious. Try to be fun. Have a fun outlook with that. And that will bring in an idea, a new perspective, an understanding. Because when we're not limited to the box that we're in, we'll start to be able to receive a different angle of creativity. And that's what you're looking for. And don't be afraid to, because there's something about you stepping into it completely, because they're saying don't just put your foot in and go, I hope this works, and if it does and takes off, then great. They're saying put your whole 2 feet in it and really go with it more, because when you actually invest in it in a different way, you're going to go, because they're saying don't wait for something to turn out well. When you actually step into it completely is when it's going to turn out well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Besides that, I do have to move on, so I thank you for calling, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you for I'm glad, you know, you took my call, because basically what you talked about is what I was calling about. You know.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You answered everything. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Thanks. So I know that being human, we're not meant to, like, you know, they say don't seek validation. And it's true, because we want proof sometimes that we're doing good, or we are, you know, you're doing a great job. So if anyone needs to hear that, you guys are all doing a great job. There's times even my day where I'm like frustrated. I'm like, you know what, Joe, you're doing a great job. And we're not meant to seek validation to be happy. But the truth is that we are human. And so even that was really nice, because sometimes it means a lot to just hear a compliment, and it's so, thank you. I appreciate that. I say to everyone that I'm just Joe. The gift is my guides. They're the ones that speak through me to bring that forward. And sometimes it's not all bells and whistles. It really depends on the timing for different people, and whether it's a private reading or it's, you know, a live mini reading, there's only so much. And I can only do so much when it comes to the live sessions. And there was something else I wanted to talk about. What was it? It will come to me in a minute. I do want to refer back to the form of believing in yourself. I want to remind everyone, if you were to really believe in yourself and you weren't afraid of outcomes, what would you do? And I kind of started to realize when I was believing in what I had started here, that over the years I have evolved and I found and discovered parts of myself, but I also almost like dissected it too much and I got frustrated. But when I started to actually believe in myself, I started to realize I'm going to do this now and I'm going to do that. And this was the course of like a couple days ago. I posted this event. I signed up for the radio show again on the website here for Blog Talk. You got to pay for it. And I started to invest in myself when it came to my time, my words. I started to realize I'm not worried about what people think. I'm not going to overthink what I'm going to say for the day. And I've been that person where it's like, what do I say? What do I do? How do I become successful today? And I was looking for this achievement and I really didn't realize I needed to believe in myself. And I know it's simple, but we go through as a guy, I'm not saying that we have different struggles or mine is harder, but as a male, I think it's a discovery and it's a journey of self, but all of us, we need to sometimes go, why am I in my own way? What is the lesson? What can I do to evolve this? And there's different approaches. And I started believing in myself and I just knew what to do. I started to invest in me and I wasn't looking for that validation from someone. I think I was for a while when it came to whether it was family, loved ones, relationship, love life, but you know, someone maybe deep down inside of my ego wanted someone to be like, wow, you're amazing. And you deserve this big achievement. And like, I had to be realistic with my beliefs and limited beliefs, but also understand that this is all work. And I wanted to share that with everyone too. I had a hard time with understanding that no matter what it is, success comes with work. And at some point I got frustrated with the work because my mind was about money and it was about the wrong things and the wrong approach with it. And it was unrealistic and I wasn't happy anymore. And the things that I didn't know, I wasn't appreciative of that. And so I lost myself in the meantime. But coming back with this belief and better understanding of the approach, I'm letting go of so much, but I wouldn't be this version if I didn't go through those versions. And I think I was also always wanting to know what was next. And when you're always looking for what's next, you're not in the present moment. You're not here. And I didn't know that. So I hope like when I'm sharing this with everyone, my point is to help you realize too, like whatever it is you're going through, maybe this resonates with you in some way, the blueprint, the feeling, you are worthy of receiving what you want. You're worthy of receiving that thing you desire that we all either want, you know, someone to be with. We don't want to be lonely. We are in fear of certain things and that's okay. But anything can literally happen. And I think the best way to approach that is believe and think that. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to kind of move on from it. What I found overall for myself and many people as well, I'm sure you're going to agree with, we've been so divided when it comes to our time and energy that we are so distracted from ourselves. And so when I was realizing that for me, it took me some time, but I realized that I struggled with thinking positive. I struggled with imagining positivity. But it was really super easy to be negative. It was like, oh, I could drop into a negative feeling, no problem. I can also think negatively quickly. And I found it challenging to imagine me being happy, imagine me and feeling what it's like to be successful. So I say that because when you start doing this, you actually will attract more of that and what you want instead of being in negativity or doubt. So think and feel what you deserve. Attract that. And you all are deserving of awesomeness. I want to ask you kindly if you can follow me. I'm not going to beg you or do the whole spiel of people. Please follow me on social media everywhere. Please. But if you have Facebook, please follow me on Facebook at amillennialstar92.0. And also here, I am on other platforms. I don't frequently go on certain things right now. Right now, I'm mainly on this radio show, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook. And I live stream and I post videos on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, too. I don't want to overwhelm you. There's too many applications. It's 2024, but damn, like I can do it all. I'm just, we're going to work out little things at one at a time. I'm going to play one more song, and I want to remind you one more time, this is going to be every Thursday night. I'm not sure if it's going to be every, like, 2 hours a night on Thursdays, but we've been on here for a minute, and we're past the live mark. I'll check that out later. But I'm going to play one more song, and that's going to be it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I hope to hear from you soon, and remind yourselves that you are dope, and you're awesome and smart and loved and appreciated, and you are going places. Have a good night.
Can we get some more subs so he can feel?
Dum dum dummy, I'm no bunny, I'm no sloppy boy. I never beg for no money, fun, funny. You run from no eye, running no eye for no one, nobody. Chop, chop, chop it right hand, chop it like a big bucket. You had the mic, now you can't chop it. Dum dum dummy, wants nobody. Uncle Fisto.
Don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. But my trip is mine, I am finished, I got low. I'm up for the challenge, to show I got me some mileage. I bought a car and a cottage. I got two sand in my bag. It got a lid in my bucket. Where's the sponge? Drop the pocket. I fit in and you suck it. Close the door, I'm a knocker. I got my ticket, I'm a flea. Sell it overseas. I just think and get a fee. What ya think of me?
I don't know happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. But my trip is mine, I am finished, I got enough.
I got things, but I burn in the sun. I never miss one shot. I'm sick as a gun. I got mortal friends. I'm dead as they come. Like, hey, I'm on the way. I live my body in the maze. By the San Francisco way. No, there's a car named Mordecai behind my pirate. If Mercedes gonna make crash, I hit the ER. This is a pillar. I did it for the VR. I did it for the VR. I did it knowing there's a denimal back in the back of the fridge. I go pack it up. My triple attack and battery as in my sack in the cabin. As you recrack it, my doggies run back. Let's just tell them to bag it up, bag it up, bag it up.
I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really happens at the end of the road. I don't.
Okay, now repeat this one more time.
At the end of the road,
baby,
but my trip is mine.